There's no question what the blockbuster film in China is this summer. An action flick called Wolf Warrior 2 has taken in more than $500 million in its first 2 weeks. That's a new box office record for China. NPR's Anthony Kuhn looks at some of the factors behind the picture's success.
The Wolf Warrior of the movie's title is the Chinese Special Forces soldier named Lung Feng. When the cops in Lung's town don't protect his home, he takes the law into his own hands and gets kicked out of the military for it. That's an unusual plotline for a Chinese movie, says Shanghai-based film critic Dong Shu.
The film uses a Hollywood style of storytelling and production quality, and Chinese audiences go for this kind of thing.
Lung gets a security job on a ship headed to Africa. Meanwhile, Chinese workers and some of Lung's friends are trapped in an unnamed war-torn African nation. The Chinese military can't save him because the African country hasn't invited them in. So Lung goes in alone to save his friends and find the mercenaries who killed his former girlfriend. Again, says Dong Shu, not your average Chinese propaganda movie. In fact, he says it's kind of reminiscent of Sylvester Stallone in the Rambo series.
I think what's good about this movie is that the hero is not motivated by some higher national or collective interest. His main motivation is individualistic.
Lung Feng is played by actor Wu Jing. He also directed it. Although he's a martial artist by training, the fight scenes are not done kung fu style. Lung's nemesis is played by Frank Grillo, who, like the fight choreographer in Wolf Warrior, comes from the Captain America franchise. In an online chat with state media, Wu Jing explicitly compares himself with Hollywood characters.
Why do only foreign nations get to have superheroes? In Hollywood, the hero can take on a whole army. Why can't my character take on a dozen mercenaries?
In the end, the Chinese military does come to the rescue. The final scene in the movie is just a Chinese passport. The message seems to be that Chinese can now go overseas to study, invest, and work, and the Chinese government will be there for them. By contrast, Lung's female American companion calls the U.S. Embassy, hoping to be rescued, but there's nobody there, and she just gets a recording. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.